One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you having a beautiful time in the Lord? You're glad you're born again? You sure? You should be glad you're born again. See, everybody doesn't see it. Everybody doesn't have it. You should be glad you're born again. If you knew the scriptures, you would be glad you're born again. There's no hope outside of Christ. No hope. No life outside of Christ Jesus. So you ought to be glad you're born again. And the Christ life puts you over in the crisis of life. When you know Jesus, knowing Jesus is not the end of your problems, but it is the hope and the solution for your problems. Problems come to all of us. Trouble comes to all of us, but welcome trouble. Welcome problems, because they are your stepping stones to higher heights. Without trouble, without problems, there are no testimonies. Problems don't come to you to destroy you. If you let them destroy you, you failed. Meaning, you made yourself a poor specimen. No matter what you're going through in your life today, I want you to know this. God knew that you could defeat it. He knew it. Because God made you. No problem in your life has enough power to destroy you or to bring you down. If you let yourself go down and let yourself be counted out, you put yourself there.
And one day God is going to ask you, why did you let it happen? You say, how do you know? It's in the Bible. You see, many times, a lot of Christians don't know what it is to be born again. They don't know what it is. They think it means that you have become good and nice, and that you have joined a church, and that you've changed the things you used to do. Like they sing, things I used to do, I do them no more, you know. And they think that that's what Christianity is all about. But they're wrong. That's not what Christianity means. All of that is a result of your Christianity. They are not your Christianity. They're only a result of your Christianity. Hallelujah. To be born again means to receive the life and nature of God into your spirit. Now, if that is true, what manner of persons ought you to be? Just think about it. If that is true. And it's either true or false. But you see, a lot of us have never been taught the Word of God. We've heard a lot of preaching, but we've never been taught the Word of God. Do you know that most Christians are not taught the Word of God? In most of our churches all around the world, Christian churches, they don't teach the Word of God. Most of them are not even acquainted with the teaching ministry. They don't even know there's such a thing. Some of them understand that there's a BK in school. You know that? Bible knowledge. So they know about that. But that's not what I'm talking about. Sinners teach that subject. When I was in school, it was a sinner who was teaching the subject. And in some of the topics, he blamed God for what God did. See? So I'm not talking about that kind of theology. I'm talking about the teaching of the Word of God through the Spirit of God, the power of the Spirit of God that can enlighten you about the things of the kingdom of God. The Bible says that Jesus taught his disciples things concerning the kingdom of God. He taught them. He also preached. And there's a great difference between preaching and teaching. There's a great difference between preaching and teaching. And because most are not taught the word, they don't know it. And so they are defeated in the crisis of life. Because they do not know how to personally apply the word of God in their situation. They've not been taught. They've heard about prayer. So when trouble strikes, they pray. And that's about all they think they ought to do. So some people say prayer works. Prayer doesn't work. It's the God to whom you pray that works. Secondly, it's you that has to also work. Prayer doesn't work. Somebody says, pray a powerful prayer for me. There are no powerful prayers. Come on, talk to me. But they don't know it. They don't realize it. And you know what? Whatever you believe will form your vocabulary. In other words, the way you talk, the words you use, your language is based on your believing. What you don't know, you have no words for. Your language every day, the way you communicate with people, is based on what you truly believe. Now, you can never hear me say, I'm afraid, I don't know whether or not. I don't use that. I can't say I'm afraid. No matter how you put it. Somebody says, well, just talking. Well, when I just talk, I still don't just talk. Because I know that every word that I say means something in the realm of the spirit. I do not say I'm scared. I can't say it. You can't get me to say it. It doesn't belong in my speech. I can't say it. I can't mistakenly say it. I hear people say it, but I can't say it. I can't say I'm scared. Can you see that? It's not part of my language. I can't say I'm scared. I can't say I'm afraid. I'm afraid it may not happen. I'm afraid I don't know if he'll come tomorrow. I'm afraid I may not be there. You know, in general speech, but I can't say that. I just can't say it. Now, it may be good English to you, but to me, my language is not just the lingua franca. It's got nothing to do with it. It's a choice of words based on believing, based on your faith, based on your knowledge. It's based on your knowledge. You say, how is it? Bad, bad, bad. Things are bad. Business is down. I can't talk like that. I can't talk like that. Now, I began to train me on talking right many, many years ago. Because the more I studied the Word of God, the more I found out the way I ought to speak. Jesus never talked negatively. He said, by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.